I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers?
That's a butterfly effect for real.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
It's Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on You Better You Bet from BetQL.
Hour number two on a phenomenal football Friday. Nick Costos, Ken Barkley here with you on BetQL. In the first hour of the show, we detailed, you know, some annoying losses in the Bucks-Eagles game last night. Spun it forward to Bucks-Bears next week, Eagles-Raiders next week. Colin Wilson from the Action Network's going to join us in 20 minutes to go through the entire college football card. Love when Colin Wilson gives us his bets. And then right after Colin, it's all of Ken Barkley's college football bets for this weekend in day five of Lockmas. We've got a really special two-part D-Gen draft coming your way today. And it concerns the sports media. And we look forward to bringing that to you guys momentarily here on You Better You Bet. That's going to come up in hour number three. And then it's going to be all our football bets for week number six in the National Football League on an NFL Sunday in the Power Hour presented by Bet Rivers. How many bets are you sitting on right now, Ken, for Sunday?
For Sunday? Man, I could even quick count before we bring Brad in. So like one, two, seven, six or seven.
I'm going to have, let's see. Two, three, four, five.
Not counting last night.
Obviously. Yeah. I'm like seven or eight probably for Sunday right now.
Three early in the week. The like teaser combined counts as one at least. Yeah. A couple totals. I think it's actually a pretty good card. I like this card.
All right. Well, I've got Brad Evans player prop spreadsheet in front of me here, and
slightly
more than seven.
Right.
It's more than seven, which is awesome. Our guest at this time. We love having him. He's always the leadoff hitter, always our first guest here on a phenomenal football Friday on You Better You Bet. It is the one, the only, the great Brad Evans. He's executive producer of all gaming content for Bally Sports, host on SiriusXM Fantasy Sports Radio, an extremely entertaining and informative Twitter follow at Noisy Huevos. You know, we love him here on You Better You Bet. Brad joins us now. Brad, happy phenomenal football Friday. Nick Costos, Ken Barkley, BetQL, You Better You Bet. Hola, amigo.
Hola, amigos! Yes, I may have like 35 bets, and I'm waiting on an additional like 10 players to actually show up. It has been a slow drip, gentlemen, and the player props market this week. I'm wondering if the books took a bath last week, and they're just like, well, you know, we had a liability on the books. We need to scale that back, guys, because we need to figure out a way to fleece the sports bettors that are out there. So they're slowly getting these suckers out. But I'm waiting on pens and needles for a multitude of players. So, yeah, again, 40 is the low bar. It'll probably be like 50 by the end.
In all seriousness, like, and I know, like, you know, Brad, you do fantasy football as well as props and betting on games. And, like, I love fantasy football. And, like, for the purposes of the show on Fridays, like, it becomes a bear. And I'm not complaining. It's just, like, part of the gig. We're, like, we're sifting through so much injury information by the time the Power Hour rolls on. We're trying to, like, give you all the updated stuff. Brad, I was texting with, you know, one of our compatriots in the space, Jamie Eisenberg of CBS Sports, who does the fantasy for them, obviously. And it's, I can't remember, certainly not this season, maybe the last couple, a Friday like this with so many big names, like, added to the injury report that are, like, unexpected. So many players that, like, we thought were going to play now aren't going to play. Do you think, like, that's kind of what you're talking about, Brad? Like, that, I think, honestly, like, that's why we're seeing, like, a lot of things aren't up right now, because we don't know if a lot of these guys are going to be playing, guys that we'd be interested in betting on.
Yeah, I think that's definitely a motivational factor, to say the least. There's no question about it. I mean, just look at the bombshell that was dropped earlier today with Nick Chubb. I mean, that one came out of nowhere. There was no explanation.
Did you see Mike Williams? Mike Williams is questionable now. McLaurin's questionable now. It's like, where did this come from?
I mean, Josh Jacobs has got an illness. He was a DNP today. I mean, it just, the list goes on and on and on. It's a bloodbath out there. It's awful. It's killing me. But I still need the books to get me a prop on J.D. McKissick, for the love of God, because I need to bet the house on the over on receptions. Just give me something on J.D. McKissick. I'm begging you.
Yeah, and pour one out. Yeah, pour one out for the VIP service at the Chubb Club, which will be closed this weekend, unfortunately. Maybe we'll pick it back up. Things will pick back up next week.
They failed a health inspection.
Right, that's right.
That's what happened.
The liquor license is out.
I gotta choose between Jerick McKinnon right now and, like, I don't even know who else, like an A.J. Dillon to be started running back in a standard league right now, 10 over Nick Chubb with Chubb now out, which I was not expecting.
Yeah, pour one out, hashtag Chubb Club. Brad, obviously, you know, normally right before you come on, we get your player prop bets, and it's always really interesting to see, like, the concentrations, right? Which games, like, you tend to be more involved in, which games you don't. The London game last week for a lot of us, especially those of us who had, like, Jets teasers, yeah, and the total, the second half spread and total were in doubt right up until the end of the game. Would like a more of a no sweat game this week. I really like Miami in the game, but Miami, Jacksonville, Miami, a small favorite. We expect Tua to play. Any props for you in this game? I see some really interesting selections here on both sides.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast. Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Yeah, honestly, yeah, there are a couple of props that I love. One, let's start with the Jacksonville side of the rock here. James Robinson, you know, the 71.5, 72.5, I've seen as high as 74.5 on rush yards. It doesn't matter. He's going to go over that. He's been over in three consecutive games with 78 or more yards over that three-game stretch. He is the workhorse in this backfield. I know for a hot minute we got a little bit of Carlos Hyde in week one, but Carlos Hyde is clearly the second fiddle. Miami is the most generous run defense from a fantasy perspective around. I mean, they're giving up 4.45 yards per carry. over 160 total yards per game to the running back position. And, you know, I think James Robinson is going to get 20 touches in this game and probably flirt with the century mark. So I love the over on that. I saw Trevor Lawrence's rush yards prop, which we've been hammering pretty much universally across the industry consistently here these last few weeks. It opened at 26.5. It was a little too rich for my blood, but it is dialed back where I saw it at a rock bottom price of 22.5, and I jumped on it because he has gone over that in three straight. He is an opportunistic runner. He's going to continue to run a lot of these RPO plays, calling his own number. And again, you've got a Doughboy soft Fins defense that is, you know, perfect for a, you know, Starkist patch pouch at your local grocery store. So, you know, I think ultimately, you know, Trevor Lawrence is going to go out there, probably get another 25 or more rush yards in this game. So I like that one. And then Myles Gaskin, this one's really inexplicable to me. Knowing that Devontae Parker is out, knowing that Will Fuller is also going to be an inactive, didn't even make the trip to London. I love the over on 21.5 receiving yards. He was heavily featured last week in Tampa, had the 10 catches, 74 yards. That was Jacoby Brissett. You get Tua back under center, but Tua was throwing to him a lot early on in the year. This number's too low. I think it's off by a good 7-8 yards here, though Jacksonville has only allowed 35 receiving yards per game to the running back position. But again, due to the absence and the available target share, the absence of Parker and Fuller, I think Gaskin, Gesicki, Waddle, those guys are going to really pick up the slack in this game.
And I want to go to the Packers-Bears game. Know you're local in Chicago now and a Bears fan. Packers are a little under six right now. I like Green Bay at anything anything under six. I got the over in this game as well. I think like Green Bay is going to go out, get out to a lead. Chicago's going to have to open it up. Not going to be able to be as conservative. How do you see the game playing out, like game flow wise? Packers and Bears, have a lean on side or total or any props for Green Bay at Chicago?
Yeah, this is one I'm actually really waiting on Khalil Herbert to show up. And, you know, we just got the news earlier today that Damien Williams is going to be out. He's on the COVID-19 list, so he's officially out for this game. So Herbert steps in immediately, and he's going to be the lion's share ball carrier in this game. I love this guy's film out of Virginia Tech. I think he fits the zone system to a T. One cut and go guy, gets appreciable yak. It really impressed me last week on a vigorous workload, so he can handle the volume. And, you know, with Bill Lazor, you know, calling the offensive shots, they have been more run heavy, and they're not going to deviate much from that. So I do like, you know, whatever comes out on Herbert on, say, rush attempts, if I could find a prop on that, anything, you know, south of 19.5, I'm jumping on the over. I think, you know, he could be very active as a pass catcher as well. He's got good hands out of the backfield. And is this the week? Is this the week that Justin Fields actually starts running? You know, that's a $64,000 question. It was fascinating. There was a book earlier this week that opened up Justin Fields' rush yards line at 10.5. And I jumped all over because it was just so low. And then it moved to 12.5, and now it's disappeared. I don't know if it's going to resurface or not, but Fields has got to get more involved in some RPO plays, become more opportunistic with those legs. He's just not taking advantage of his speed and his athleticism, his break tackle ability outside the pocket. But this could be the week that he does that against this Green Bay front, giving up 4.02 yards per carry to the running back position this season. And I'm with you, man. Look, Green Bay just owns the Bears in the Aaron Rodgers era. I don't see that changing at all. I think they're going to win by 7+. So I'm with you on the Packers laying the chalk.
And Brad, you referenced that the Justin Fields rushing yards, apparently at our show sponsor, Bet Rivers, that number is back up at 17.5. So you were referencing 10.5, crazy low. What, to your credit, like 10.5, recognize that was a crazy low number. Now 17.5.
I take the over
at Bet Rivers. Yeah. Nick saying you take the over. Would you take the over on 17.5, Brad, before we move on to the next game?
Yeah, I think all the way up to 19.5. That's the breaking point for me. So, yeah, look, he's got to run at some point. It's a rivalry game. You got to, you know, break out every page in the playbook. So I think you're going to see some RPO and get Fields over and get him out there in space. So, yeah, I think he's going to hit the 20-yard mark.
Great. And I take it at 29.5. Right.
So we, like, name that tune, basically.
Like,
which one of you guys
right.
wants to stop?
Yeah, great. They're going to be down 21-3, and what do you think is going to happen? Handoffs to Khalil Herbert or Justin Fields having to, like, to run around and do his thing?
I can win that prop in 36 yards. Awesome. Brad, as you and Nick were talking about to start this segment, crazy injury reports, obviously a lot of guys listed questionable. So I want to ask you about Kansas City and Washington. One, because the total is astronomical. It's 54.5. We don't have to, if you don't want to, spend as much time on the Washington side. McLaurin questionable, Antonio Gibson game time decision. Maybe that, you know, those, the news on those players might dictate what you do prop wise. But I think the expectation for a lot of bettors off that Buffalo loss for Kansas City is kind of like all systems go Chiefs offense against this terrible Washington defense. So what are kind of your prop expectations? Maybe you like the over as well in the game. It's a high total between Kansas City and Washington.
I'm over everything Patrick Mahomes, guys. I mean, this is a perfect storm that is gathering above the nation's capital, and I think it's going to be a downpour of statistics from Money Mahomes. I really do believe that. I mean, Patrick Mahomes has been under 300 yards in three straight games, which is such an abnormality. He's going to get back on track there because it's the deflated footballs. It's not even the fighting footballs because they're not putting up any kind of fight at all against the opposition vertically. They're giving up 301.4 pass yards per game at the quarterback position, the most fantasy points as well, the quarterback position. Tyreek Hill, we saw, got in a limited session today, so at least he's trending in the right direction to go along with Travis Kelce's been highly active. Josh Gordon's going to see more week as well. And, you know, you have no CEH, so you may lean even more on Patrick Mahomes. I actually talked to a Kansas City Chiefs insider earlier this week on my SiriusXM show, and I asked him, who is going to lead this team in rushing this week? And he said, not really tongue-in-cheek, Patrick Mahomes. So I'm over on 17.5 rush yards. I'm over on, it's down to 309.5 on the pass yards prop for Patrick Mahomes. I'm all over that. And I'm 100,000,000%. I'm hammering the over on 2.5 passing touchdowns. I got it earlier in the week when it opened at -110. It's up to -130, 135 at some books. Still be willing to pay that. I mean, he's done this in all but one game this year. And over the last 3 weeks, the opposing signal caller against the fighting footballs has thrown 4 touchdowns in each of those games. I think it's 350, 5 TDs, 20, 25 on the ground for Patrick Mahomes. Is going to go full nuclear in this game.
You better you bet. BetQL, phenomenal football Friday. Nick Costos, Ken Barkley chatting week 6 of the National Football League with our pal Brad Evans, SiriusXM Fantasy Sports Radio, EP of gaming content at Bally Sports on Twitter at Noisy Huevos. Brad, curious your take on this Browns-Cardinals game now that Nick Chubb has been ruled out. Browns about a 3.5-point favorite. Like that, I could start listing the players on the Browns injury report that are questionable, but we only have like 4 minutes left in the segment, so I can't even get that. It's insane. What do you have for us here? Side total props, Browns and Arizona.
Yeah, well, I was fortunate enough to get all my Kareem Hunt prop bets in yesterday before this Nick Chubb news broke. So I was able to get, plus odds on an anytime touchdown. It's now resurfaced at -150. I'd still pay it. I'd be curious to see what his rush yards prop comes out at. I got it yesterday when it opened at 42.5, which was absurdly low then. I think it's got to be double that when it comes back, probably 84.5. That's where Chubb was at. I would still be over on that. I mean, you got to remember Arizona's going through some COVID issues. There's no Chandler Jones in the lineup for this Sunday matchup. Weather could play a little bit of a factor. Supposed to be breezy there along Lake Erie. So it could be more of a, ground a pound with Kareem Hunt getting the lion's share of the touches. And you look at Arizona, even with Chandler Jones in the field, they give up 5.14 yards per carry the running back position. So all systems go for Hunt from a sports betting or fantasy football perspective. I'm under on OBJ until he can show me that, he's still got something left in the tank. It's at 48.5. I would take the under on that. And then on the other side of the ball here, I do like the under on James Conner rush yards. I got it at 38.5. It's down to 36.5 at some of the books. It was as high as 40.5. Cleveland has been, almost impenetrable up front, giving up just 3.21 yards per carry and 57 rush yards per game to the running back position. So I think it's going to be tough going for James Conner. And I'm going to lay the chalk here as well. I think Cleveland wins this game by double figures, gentlemen, and knocks Arizona from the ranks of the unbeaten with all the COVID distractions and everything else impacting that Cardinals franchise this week.
Wow, a game prediction as well. Browns by, double digits against Arizona. Like, I honestly have, no idea what to expect now in that game. That's kind of crazy. Brad, we only have about, a minute left, basically. Sell us kind of, the best prop that you haven't talked about yet from any game that that our listeners can take advantage of.
Yeah, look, until this doesn't cash anymore, Jamar Chase over longest catch, 26.5 yards. He's done this like six that. Times already this season. He's done at least once in every single game. He's top 10 in total air yards. He's number 3 in deep targets. And it's the Hello Kitties of Detroit, man. You know that Joe Burrow was going to take a deep shot by down the field. And by the way, Burrow wasn't even on the injury report after he suffered that Steven Seagal-like throat poke, which was kind of nuts last week. But for me, I'm all over Jamar Chase in that category, and anything Javonte Williams. The rush yards prop is way too low at 44.5. I think he's going to crush the over on that against Vegas, and I like an anytime touchdown at +180 for the juggernaut.
Love it. It was more like, I would say, wrestling fans will know this, Bill Matz will know this. It was like the late great Umaga, or as Vince McMahon would call them, Umaga, who had the Samoan spike, like literally the thumb to the throat. Brad, great stuff. Brad's on Twitter at Noisy Huevo, SiriusXM Fantasy Sports Radio, Bally Sports Buddy. Best of luck this weekend. Hope you crush it. We look forward to talking to you next week here on You Better You Bet.
Make some money, gentlemen. I'm out.
That's our pal Brad Evans joining us here on You Better You Bet. Quick break, and on the other side, we turn our attention to college football. The great Colin Wilson from the Action Network joins Nick and Ken on BetQL.
It's You Better You Bet from BetQL. Download the BetQL app today to get the latest analytics to help you beat the sportsbooks.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.